eyes.
So we experimented last series. We didn't know if it ruined the whole franchise and literally this whole production would come down in flames. People liked it. People liked me chatting out of my a-hole.
Where should I position myself? You? You?
This is your main
account.
Get cozy.
Let's fucking go. Oh, this is going to be a good one. I can feel it. Wrongins. Wrong huns. This is a solo app and the theme is holidays. Now, I feel like I come in quite a few versions. So you have like work live, you have tired live, then you have holiday live. Like she is a whole nother fucking breed. I'm a good time on holiday, I'm not gonna lie. My husband always says to me a couple of days into a holiday, why can't you be like this all the time? I'm like, because it's holiday live. And if I was like it all the time, it wouldn't be so special when I'm on holiday. Basically, when I'm outside the UK, so I might even not be on holiday. Like when I go abroad to film, my team on the documentaries, they call her holiday live. Because the minute I land in like LA or where we've gone, I'm just a different person. I thrive. I'm willing to film from 6 a.m. till 6 in the morning. I don't get tired. You don't need to feed me. No one needs to tread on eggshells around me. I'm just a fucking great time. And that sounds very arrogant, but anyone that's been on holiday with me can confirm this. So I felt it was only right to do a little solo ep, all things holiday related, with a kind of heavy lean towards Ibiza, because I've been to Ibiza once this summer already with the husband. And when you are listening to this, when this goes live, I will be landing in Ibiza with my best friend Ryan, who you guys know, my friend Megan, who you might also know. And we are going to be Ibiza with Kiss Radio. Hopefully I'm not going to get cancelled, do anything to like take the radio off air. But yeah, we're going to be Ibiza for the bank holiday weekend. So it felt like we should do this pod. So if you're not in Ibiza on holiday and you're on your way to work or your way home from work or you're up with your baby, you can live the holiday dreams through this pod. Now, you might have seen on my social media, I did a call out for the wrong huns, you guys, to give me your wildest and weirdest holiday stories. So we're going to get to those in a minute because I just threw my eye over them this morning and some of them are downright disturbing. You are depraved, the lot of you, but I love it. I'm going to go through some of these little points and the questions that you guys have actually asked me. So a little like roundup of how Ibiza was. So Brad and I went to Ibiza for the week. I went straight after filming my new show in Greece. So I was like July. It was meant to be pure relaxation. We stayed at like a very posh kind of spa hotel, but I just got dragged into it. I can't like land on that island and not do the thing. So there was like, we did Ushuaia, we did High, we did, which was the other one we did? We did a couple. And yeah, Brad just has the like really, he wouldn't wish it upon your worst enemy, would you? Like following me around Ushuaia or High, you know, just wild, basically no clothes on, law unto my own, the cheese string arms and legs going everywhere. It's just, it's a lot. It is a lot. My first trip with Brad was actually to Dubai. So cliche and so obvious. But you know, you actually can't go wrong with Dubai. That's the sad fact. And it was back in, so our first holiday was the second when we got back together because we'd never actually been away together. So it was like 2018 or 19, went to Dubai. We were both in a like very heavy drinking era. He was obviously in his off season and we actually missed our flight home. So those high season Dubai flights do not come cheap. And we slept through it because we'd been out and we had friends we were flying with and they were in the airport and they did a recording of them like calling out for us, like last call for these passengers. And we were still in bed. So that was how that went. City break or beach holiday? Beach. I feel like I actually don't care to say it. And I can just literally feel my dad rolling his eyes. He does listen to this pod. I don't give a fuck about culture. I am just going to put that out there. And I actually don't care how badly this ages or how it represents me as a person. I'm not going to lie. I don't care. We live in England. Like, I want to see sand. I want to see sea. Not with a diaper in it or a body. I want to see clear sea that I can see to the bottom. And I want to feel warmth. I feel the sun on my skin. I don't want to see a painting that some dude did like 50 years ago or 500 years ago with like 200 sweaty, unwashed tourists queuing up to see the same fucking painting. Like, send me a picture of it. I'm good. I want to be by the beach. I want a drink in my hand. And I want the sun on my skin, but not my face, obviously. Okay, the question, do you unpack immediately? Well, if you haven't listened to this pod, you will get to know that I am all about fun and a good time when it's in pre-planned in advance. And I can't have fun unless all my clothes are unpacked, hung into their order of when I'm going to wear them, my toiletries are laid out. I couldn't imagine having a good time until I had done all the necessary things to allow myself to have a good time. And that would be unpacking. Everything goes out the case. I hang everything, all the toiletries, I move in. I'm there for the long haul. Because I just, rifling through a suitcase, it to me is a hate crime. And my sister, when I traveled with her not long ago, it's so weird, isn't it? Because she lives in like this high-flying corporate world, but she will just leave everything in her case. I'm like breaking out in hives watching her. I'm like, just let me unpack for you. What would Brad say the most annoying thing about you on holiday is? Oh my God, he could probably write a book on that. But even though I don't like culture, I can't rest. So I can't stay still. So even though I'm happy to be by the beach and kind of in one location, like I'm up, I'm down, I'm getting a drink, I'm going to the toilet, I'm going to the shop. I can't just sit. And he's like, he's always said like a blue ass fly. He's like, can you just sit? You're in the pool, you're out. It's just stressful. I'm like, I know. Imagine living inside my brain. All you have to do is watch it. Imagine actually living like this. I'm exhausted. You're exhausted? I'm fucking exhausted. Best girls trip. I think I would have to say, I have to say the hen, don't I? That is definitely up there. It was good. It took me to places that I haven't still fully recovered from, like physically and emotionally, but it was great because, I mean, there's upsides and downsides to bringing together, you know, girlfriends and gays from different areas of your life, but it's a special thing, isn't it, to have all those people together. But it's hard to get loads of adult women together at the same time because they've got so much shit going on. So when it's like a hen, they're like, oh my God, this bitch is getting married, we have to go. It's a nice excuse to have everyone together. And once you put aside the kind of the logistics of it and everything, it was just fucking amazing. Messiest holiday you've been on? I feel like all my holidays are quite messy. I feel like I definitely am not maturing at the rate I thought I would in that area, actually. I was a hardcore party girl. Like, I did my first holiday to, this is so insane, like, called Child Services, my first holiday to Magaluf when I was 15. But that was because a friend's mum was like, oh, I'm going to take them. She had a flat in Magaluf, and she was like to my mum, I'm going to, like, supervise them, and they can go and have, like, a few drinks. Like, I don't know how that's even, like, a thing, 15 or so, a few drinks. But she didn't because she met a man. And then basically we were like unsupervised in Magaluf for like 5 days at 15 years old. So I entered like the party scene hard. And then every year since I did Magaluf, I did Malia, Zante, Ayanapa, Ibiza later on. Like any sort of like human cesspit abroad, I've been there. And I've got the scars and I did have the STIs, did I? I'm not joking. I'm joking. There's no shame in getting the STIs, but I managed to get off that one scot-free. God knows fucking hell. When you listen to this, I'll be in Ibiza, I'll be with Kiss. I can't believe I'm saying this because it's so embarrassing, but I really want to add DJing to like my list of skills. So I'm hoping to get my little salad fingers on someone's DJ deck and have a little lesson. So just keep scowling, I can't even fucking talk. This is good for the, I'm not drunk now, but I am drunk now in Ibiza probably, but I'm not drunk filming this. Keep your eyes peeled because you might see me getting like removed by security from someone's DJ decks or someone's set. Oh, I have favourite spots in Ibiza, Jesus, could how, where do you even start? Ocean Beach, Ovi, Ushuaia, High, Blue Marlin, then like dinner spots like Casamaca, Nobu. It's just the thing with Ibiza, such a tiny island, is you could actually stay there for a month and still not run out of places to go. That's just like the beauty of it. My holiday prep looks something like this. I pack all my outfits, and I'm going to try and include this on my socials because people always ask me, but I'm always so fucking time poor that I never do it. But I, and Ryan obviously helps me, I pack all my outfits into individual like cubes. So per look, so say like what I'm going to wear to Ocean, in that cube or like packing bag will go like the shoes, the dress, the bikini, the accessories, it all goes in one cube. Then I write on the cube Ocean, because then like as you become more like mentally incapacitated as the days go on, you don't have to go, oh my god, what am I gonna wear? You just like, that's the cube for today. So it makes everything very simple. I have laser, so I'm not hairy, but I still shave myself from eyebrows to toes the day before I leave, so I'm like a seal. I'm like all moisturized, and I fake tan. My fake tan the day before I go, because there's two things. One, I don't tan anymore because I'm all about trying to preserve myself in my old age. I try and stay out the sun. But two, if you're going to Ibiza, you're not sunbathing. Like when, like I'm going to Ibiza for 3-4 days, I'm not getting a real tan. And nobody wants to see someone in a bikini without your tan. And I'm sorry if that offends people that are pale, but we all have access to Saint-Tropez. So just get yourself a bottle. Like, no one needs to be in a bikini pale in this day and age. And God knows, I don't want to see my fucking self in a bikini pasty. And then it depends what time of day I'm flying and what my plans are, but I might even scouse it up and fly in rollers. I might do that. And yeah, that's pretty much what it looks like. There's always a bit of a meltdown before the day of holiday because I feel like there's just so many fucking appointments. There's like nails, brows, last minute packing, toiletries, just rushing around like a maniac, basically. This is the bit we're waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for, so I've been waiting for. I asked out for some of your insane holiday stories. So these are, you know who you fucking are when I read these. You know who you are, and some of you need help. These are the holiday stories you wrong'uns, listeners of the pod, submitted to the socials, and I'm going to read them out now. Are we fucking ready? Get a helmet because this is going to be a rough ride. When I went away last year with my friends, I got so drunk that I ended up being kicked out of a strip club for falling asleep on the toilet. I refused to go home, so I carried on partying on the strip. By 5 a.m, I had made friends with 3 strangers and got matching tattoos of a palm tree with them. I am obsessed with you, whoever you are, because I myself am covered in the weirdest tattoos ever. And a lot of people go, oh my God, you've got a tattoo with a stranger. Could be anyone. You're never going to see. That's amazing. That's hilarious. Every time you look at that tattoo, you're going to laugh, as long as they use the clean needle. I'm obsessed. I don't know who you are, but you're a fucking hero. Okay, we're going across the globe now to Bali. I went to Bali. I absolutely loved it. Well, I did until one day it turned cloudy and went for a long walk on the beach to look at massive starfish and somehow burn every part of my body. I then had to spend the next 2 days of the holiday lying on my stomach inside the hotel with my mum applying after sun to my red raw backside. 0 out of 10, would not recommend. This is fucking weird for so many reasons, because I feel like you definitely could put your own after sun on your ass. Like, I don't think after the age of 10, your mum needs to be putting cream on you, like, at all. But maybe that's because my mum wouldn't. So maybe I'm just jealous of you having that affectionate relationship with your mother. But that is, I mean, you went looking for starfish and you end up with a burnt starfish. So there's some kind of beautiful irony in that story. Okay. Bulgaria. After a night out in Sofia, me and my friends struggled to get a taxi back to our apartment. For some reason, there were loads of random dogs on the street. We got a bit freaked out and started running away from them. This spooked them and led to about 15 massive dogs chasing me and my friend for what felt like hours, but in reality it was 2 minutes. We ran into a subway and then waited there until someone encouraged the dogs to stop waiting for us at the door. On the plus side, we did also get a Subway. Obviously, being a dog lover, I'm just thinking about the stray dogs. So it's breaking my heart. But that, I mean, that's actually scared me, because if you got attacked by a group of stray dogs, it could have ended really, really bad. But also there's comedy and the fact that you're being chased by a pack of dogs through the street. And it's kind of, you know, you didn't get bit. So it's, I think it's kind of like a memory, isn't it? Like, it's for the memes. Do you remember that time we got chased by a pack of dogs? Like, it's good. I'm glad you're okay. We're going to Benidorm now. This should be good. Benidorm is always mucky. I went to Benidorm last year for my hen do, and one of my bridesmaids is completely unhinged when she's had a drink. I was dreading it, and she did not disappoint. On the second night, oh my God, on the second night, she got involved in a live sex show. Which started with her massaging baby oil into a guy from the crowd's back and whipping his ass with a leather belt. She then took it a step too far and proceeded to finger the guy's ass live on stage and sucked her fingers afterwards. Oh my God. Who is this girl? I want to go out with her. She claims she doesn't remember a thing, but I'm pretty sure it was just so she didn't have to fess it up to her husband when she got home. Whoever you are an icon and we salute you. Like, eating someone's ass when you're married in Benidorm on a stage. There's like not giving a fuck, and then there's whatever. That is. What a great fucking pal to have, though. Because I have to say, this is so bad. And my mum would always say, you don't want to be around me if you're that person. Because I'm the person going, just do it. It'd be funny. And everyone else like, no, don't. Don't. Just it's don't. Have some self-respect. I'm like, don't. Do it. Just do it. I really hope that he douched. That's all I'm going to say. I actually really enjoyed that. And I wish we had time to do more. I could actually read them all day. Guys, thank you. Okay, to wrap up this little solo app dedicated to all things holiday, we're going to do a box of wrong, Ovie, all holiday related. And I haven't got a guest, it's just me, so it's my opinion. We'll be final. Do I read the box or just read from here? I'm going to use the box. Having siestas every afternoon. On holiday, so right. Like, I'm not a big nap person, but the only time I probably would nap is on holiday. This, oh, you know, everyone talks about that post-beach nap, you know, when you've had a shower and, like, you're all clean and you get into the sheets. Oh, just, like, it's different. Like, Pringles on the bedside table, Coke Zero. Oh, Coke Zero slaps so hard on holiday. So, right. Getting tipsy before a flight. Right. But this is the only time I actually sound like a sensitive Sally. Get tipsy for a flight, have a good time, just don't be a fucking asshole, because I feel like everyone is forced to be in this like flying tin can with other human beings, and some people just are just trying to go somewhere on a holiday with their kids, or maybe they're traveling for business, or and we all just want to go there as quick as possible. And if you're a fucking dickhead who is so drunk that you're holding up the plane, or you smell, or you just can't stop talking, you're just ruining everyone's experience that we're all like forced to be in this experience together. So if you can handle your booze, do it up. If you can't, get a Ribena and shut the fuck up. I was so aggressive. I had a really bad experience recently. That's why I was just like, sorry, that's very raw. Me and Brad, going to Ibiza. We flew on a 6 a.m. flight to Ibiza. And obviously that is a, you know, from Manchester Airport, Jet 2. Come on, everyone's drunk. Apart from me and Brad, because I'd been working late the night before. I'm with my husband. I'm not trying to drink at 5 a.m. I'm not an alcoholic. We're just trying to get there and having like a few chill days. And we board the plane like last. Oh, if we could do a whole another episode on aero travel. What are you fucking running for? Like, why do you want to get on the plane first? What the hell's that about? Anyway, the whole another episode. We get on the plane last and a group of lads started doing football chants to Brad, and that went on for 15 minutes. Dacky, I don't even know what they say, football chanting. They were all so drunk. I could have took a deep breath and I would have been intoxicated. from their fucking burning hot breath through the back of my chair. Having a holiday romance is so right, okay? Like, you, if you're single, this is my advice to you. I don't think I should give out advice. I'm going to do it. Fuck it. If you are single, have a holiday romance, but like, just really 2 feet sink into it. Let yourself believe that you are going to marry this person. Like, you are ready to risk it all. Like, consider moving there for, like, you know, Giovanni, the waiter, who's told the same things the last 15 girls he's met. But just really soak it up, because there's nothing as stupid but as fun as, like, I remember leaving Magaluf when I was like 17 and I'd met a holiday rep out there, and I was on the plane, I'd known him for 4 days, I'm on the plane, I had my like Apple iPod headphones in, I was looking out the window, I was crying, like I was like in a music video, I was like, I've just met like fucking Terry from Liverpool, is like, love of my life. I can't believe my friends convinced me to get on the plane. Like, that is, you can't put a price on that kind of stupidity. And it's just so, I don't know, it's just so wholesome. It's like, just, yeah, just do it. It's so right. I think even do it if you're married. I don't, I'm joking. I'm joking. But 100% do it. Telling work you are ill to get an extra day off holiday. I wouldn't like it if someone who works for me did that, because, you know, I'm the fun police. But yeah, I think it's right. I mean, our economy's on its knees anyway. What's one fucking day going to make a difference? It's not. Like, do it. Just YOLO. Fuck, you know, stick it to the man. Whatever. One more day. How are they going to prove it? One more day. You can meet your holiday romance on that last day. You're so right. Sneaking drinks into a club to save money. The principle of it, I agree with, is right. You're going to have a real job, because most clubs like pat you down with an inch of your life now. So unless you can get like a bottle of vodka up your ass, I honestly don't know how you're going to achieve that, because you can't take any liquids into clubs. Also, it depends who you're going on holiday, because I feel like if you're going Magaluf, Zante, Iron Apple, the drinks are disturbingly cheap. So you shouldn't need to do that. But if you're going to a more expensive holiday destination, God loves a tryer. Clapping as the plane safely lands. I'm going to say it's so wrong, it's right. Because I feel like it's so icky that it's almost come full circle to, like, not be icky. Like, there's almost something kind of wholesome about it. Like, it's wrong. And if I went on a holiday with someone for the first time and they did it and they're being dead serious, I'd be like, oh. But, I mean, I do think being a pilot's pretty impressive. Like, they did actually just literally land us down on the ground in a big bean tin with wheels. Like, it's quite impressive, I think. Oh my God, I was on a flight the other day. I know I shouldn't say this stuff, I'm fucking married. This pilot came out and he was a fucking daddy. I was like, I don't even care if we even survive, because just seeing you in your uniform has been enough. He knew it though. He kept coming out of the cockpit more than he needed to. Anyway, I digress. Clapping as the plane safely lands, so wrong it's right. Because I actually think it's kind of nice. I think it's kind of wholesome. It's kind of cringe, but I don't hate it. You might be shocked to hear. Guys, this has been fun. We are going to do it again. Why don't you tell us what you'd want the next solo episode to be around? I feel like we could do a whole episode on aeroplane travel, because I've got so many axes to grind in that area. I have got a catalogue of experiences that have happened to me in the air. Honestly. So yeah, maybe. What do you think of that? Let us know. Subscribe, like, follow, and I will speak to you guys very soon. Love you.